Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website onthisday.com. Question number one. Which of the following constituted Bob Dylan's recording debut? Was it A, he whistled on the Kingston Trio's recording of the song Tom Dooley? Was it B, he played guitar on Glenn Miller Orchestra's recording of Begin the Begin? Was it C, he sang backup for Peter, Paul, and Mary's Puff the Magic Dragon? Or was it D, he played harmonica on Harry Belafonte's Midnight Special? Dylan's debut. Which one was it, anyway? And question number two, it was on this day back in 1975 that singer B.J. Thomas did what? Was it A, recorded Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? Was it B, had the longest title ever of a number one song on the Billboard pop chart? Was it C, starred in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Was it D, received an honorary doctorate degree from Berklee School of Music? B.J. Thomas, what did he do today back in 1975, anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of April 24th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1934, that Lorenz Hammond was granted a patent for the pipeless organ with a tone wheel generator. That was in 1934, today. And it was 67 years ago today, in 1959, that your hit parade aired for the last time. The show had been on since 1935. Last hit parade today, 1959.
When the dogwoods start to bloom and the crickets hum their tune, that's usually about the time that I feel most alone. But the news has all been bad, and the whole world seems so sad. I ain't had much else going on, so I sat down and wrote this song.
Luke Combs, 6 feet apart, introduces our country music news. It's titled Luke Combs, Country Superstar, written by Ed Sheeran, Time Magazine, The World's Most Influential People. This was published on the 27th of April, 2026. Artist. I first met Luke Combs in 2018 when I was living in Nashville. I'd heard his song, When It Rains, It Pours, while on holiday with my schoolmates, and it quickly became our soundtrack. As soon as I met Luke, I knew he was a good bloke, with talent just spilling out of him. Over the years, I've watched him move from album to album and tour to tour, constantly evolving, not just as an artist, but also as a human, and always for the better. He scaled the highest heights of music while remaining loving and kind to those around him. People might call that, quote-unquote, normal. But there's nothing normal about what Luke has achieved. He's an incredible writer, singer, and performer. I love his commitment to his family and how that reflects in his music. My favorite album of his is Fathers and Sons. It's a perfect snapshot for any parent of how life is in the moment. I'm looking forward to whatever is next because really, it can be anything.
I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band. Giving hugs and shaking hands. Well, it's a mystery, I suppose.
Claude Bowling with Pinchas Zukerman, Ragtime, introduces our jazz music news. Great performances, now hear this. Everyone loves Joplin. Discover the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin, with host Scott Yu, as he uncovers his lasting impact on today's orchestras and witness a restaging of Joplin's magnum opus, Three Monishas for the 21st Century. Streams begin on the 17th of April 2026 on PBS, North Carolina. And in music research and technology, with a touch of classical, we have this article entitled, This is Your Brain on Beethoven, How Music Treats Depression. This is published in CosmosMagazine.com on the 10th of August, 2024, by Ellen Fidian. Classical music can improve the mood of people with treatment-resistant depression because of the way it synchronizes two parts of the brain, according to new research. The study, done by Chinese researchers, is published in Cell Reports. Our research integrates the fields of neuroscience, psychiatry, and neurosurgery, providing a foundation for any research targeting the interaction between music and emotion, says senior author Professor Bo-Min Sun, director and of the Center for Functional Neurosurgery at Shanghai Jiao Tong University, China. Ultimately, we hope to translate our research findings into clinical practice, developing convenient and effective music therapy tools and applications. The researchers recruited 23 patients with treatment-resistant depression, all of whom had received deep brain stimulation treatment and so had electrodes planted in their brains. These implants are placed in a part of the forebrain that connects the bed nucleus of the stria terminalis and the nucleus accumbens. The researchers use these electrodes alongside EEGs to monitor patients' brain signals while they listen to Western classical music. The team chose Western classical music because their participants were mostly unfamiliar with it, which they said would lower the chance that subjective familiarity had an effect. Pieces included compositions by Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Bach, Mozart, and Vivaldi. They found that while listening to the music, neural oscillations between the auditory cortex, which processes sound and other sensory information, and the reward circuit, which processes emotions, were synchronized. This circuit, sometimes referred to as part of the extended amygdala, underscores a close relationship between this circuit and the amygdala, a central structure in emotional information processing, says Sun. This study reveals that music induces triple-time locking of neural oscillations in the cortical circuit through auditory synchronization. And this synchronization activated an antidepressant response in the patients. Patients who enjoyed the music more had more improvement of depressive symptoms. Interestingly, the mood of the music, a sadder or happier piece, did not influence patient symptoms. We concluded that the music choices during the formal listening process were individualized and unrelated to the music's emotional background, says Sun. The researchers are planning to study music and brain structure further, as well as investigate other sensory experiences to combine with music. By collaborating with clinicians, music therapists, computer scientists, and engineers, we plan to develop a series of digital health products based on music therapy, such as smartphone applications and wearable devices, says Sun. These products will integrate personalized music recommendations, real-time emotional monitoring and feedback, and virtual reality multi-sensory experiences to provide convenient and effective self-help tools for managing emotions and improving symptoms in daily life.
See me.
The Who, See Me, Feel Me, from the rock opera Tommy, introduces 1970 classic rock hit ranked among iconic bands' all-time greatest songs, became a career-defining anthem. A powerful live performance changed the course of the song. This is written by Victoria Miller, April 15, 2026. The key points: number one, See Me, Feel Me became The Who's second highest charting single after Woodstock performance. Number two, originally part of Tommy, the song gained fame due to its powerful live rendition. And number three, Roger Daltrey credited the song and album with helping him find his identity as a singer. In 1970, The Who had a massive hit with a song that was not originally meant to be a single. The song See Me, Feel Me, Listening to You was from the rock opera Tommy and appeared as part of We're Not Gonna Take It, the final track on The Who's 1969 album of the same name.
Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb the mountain, I get excitement at your feet.
The song peaked at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 on November 28, 1970, amid a 13-week run on the music chart. More than 50 years later, See Me, Feel Me, Listening to You remains the British rock band's second highest ranking song of all time and their signature closing anthem. Rolling Stone ranked the 1970 hit as one of The Who's greatest songs, noting that See Me, Feel Me was released alone as a single after The Who's triumphant at Woodstock. With its heraldic, redemptive Listening to You coda, featuring Daltrey at his blonde rock god apex, We're Not Gonna Take It, See Me, Feel Me remains the high point of Who sets to this day. The outlet added of the grand finale piece, Woodstock changed the game for the song. During their set at the Woodstock Art and Music Festival in August 1969, The Who's performance of See Me, Feel Me, headed by lead singer Roger Daltrey, was so powerful that record producers decided to release the We're Not Gonna Take It outro as a single. Decades later, fans continued to go back to the song, describing it on YouTube as one of the most powerful musical pieces in rock history. The outro of this piece is some of the most moving music I've ever heard, one fan wrote, of the full Tommy track. This song is a prayer. Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb the mountain. I get excitement at your feet, another wrote. Roger Daltrey says he found his identity as a singer with Tommy. In the rock opera Tommy, Daltrey played the deaf, dumb, and blind man character. In an interview with Goldmine, he marked the accompanying album as a defining moment in his career. The years previous, the original material I was singing was a person who had a lost identity searching for home, he said. Tommy brought me home. I've been deaf, dumb, and blind kid, and that music took me home. All of a sudden, I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew exactly who I was. I didn't fear anything. The rock legend also talked about the enduring popularity of See Me, Feel Me decades later. I don't care who you are. You can be the hardest soul on the planet, but one day in your life you will sit there saying, see me, feel me, touch me, heal me, feeling sorry for yourself. Daltrey told Vice in an interview, there's a vulnerability that that music and those words create. J.S. Bach introduces our local music news. Sights and Sounds on Sundays. Upcoming concert, May the 10th, 2026. Chamber Music, Raleigh. on this Mother's Day, May the 10th, 2026, at 2 p.m. at the SECU Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of Art. 2110 Blue Ridge Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. Ingrid Matthews Baroque Trio, with Ingrid Matthews on violin, Stephanie Weil on cello, and Jennifer Streeter on harpsichord. Ingrid Matthews is widely celebrated as one of today's foremost Baroque violinists and a leading interpreter of historical performance practice. She won first prize in the prestigious Erwin Bodke International Competition for Early Music in 1989 and went on to perform extensively as a soloist, chamber musician, concertmaster, and guest director with many of the world's top period instrument ensembles. She has garnered international critical acclaim for her recordings, particularly her acclaimed interpretation of J.S. Bach's solo violin works. Matthews also shares her expertise as a visiting associate professor of Baroque violin at Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music. So go to chambermusicraleigh, that's one word, .org, or phone 919-821-2030 for additional details and ticket information. So, how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which of the following constituted Bob Dylan's recording debut? Was it A, he whistled on the Kingston Trio's recording of the song, Tom Dooley? B, he played guitar on the Glenn Miller Orchestra's recording of Begin the Begin? C, he sang backup for Peter, Paul, and Mary's Puff the Magic Dragon? Or D, he played harmonica on Harry Belafonte's Midnight Special. And the correct answer is answer D. He played harmonica on Harry Belafonte's Midnight Special. Dylan earned a $50 session fee for that debut performance. As noted in a Reddit.com article titled, Bob Dylan made his official recording debut on Harry Belafonte's 1962 album, The Midnight Special. A 20-year-old Dylan played harmonica on the title track. How'd that come about? Here's Harry Belafonte's telling of that story. It was supposed to be Sonny Terry, but he got grounded by a thunderstorm in Memphis and couldn't make the date. My guitarist said, well, there's this kid I see all the time down in the village, and he does that whole Sonny thing. He sleeps and dreams it. So I said, oh, we don't have a choice, I guess. Go find him. And this skinny kid appeared, and he had a paper sack with him that was full of harmonicas in different keys. I played the song for him, and he pulled out one of his bag and dipped it in water and played through a single take, and it was great. I loved it. I wanted to hear it back, and he said, no. He just headed for the door, threw the harmonica into the trash can on his way out. I remember thinking, does he have that much disdain for what I'm doing? But I found out later that he bought his harps at the Woolworth drugstore. They were cheap ones, and once he'd gotten them wet and really played them as hard as he did, they were finished. It wasn't until decades later, when he wrote his book, Chronicles, that I read what he really felt about me, and I became very, very choked up. I had admired him all along, and no matter what he did or said, I was just a stone fan. And the answer to our second question, it was on this day back in 1975 that singer B.J. Thomas did what? Was it A, recorded Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? Was it B, had the longest title ever of a number one song on the Billboard pop chart? Was it C, starred in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Or was it D, received an honorary doctorate degree from Berklee School of Music? Correct answer? Answer B. He had the longest title ever of a number one song on the Billboard pop chart. As noted in OnThisDay.com, that longest song title for a number one hit is Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song. You may remember, by the way, that B.J. Thomas's song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, was featured in the 1969 American Western film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which starred Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Famous lines from that film include, "Who are those guys?" and "The humorous debate before jumping off a cliff. I can't swim." The reply to which was, "No worries, the fall will probably kill you." So let's close out today's program with that Bob Dylan appropriately titled Ballad of a Thin Man.
You've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words: kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long. Until next time.
Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is.